This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Carter Courtney with a shot off the post.
Barker got his pad back over to keep it out. Owen Barker shows off his flexibility.
Hey, as a goalie, should that guy have gotten that?
As a goalie.
As a goalie.
Brought to the blue line right in the middle. It's Matt Calf now to the far boards again. Cross eyes pass. Open cage. Oh, Owen Barker with a glove save.
If you look at a game where you get 29 shots on goal against and give up 7 is not good.
Now it's time for As a Goalie with senior goaltending correspondent Owen Barker.
Yes, senior goaltending correspondent Owen Barker, who has told us 7 against on 29 shots, that's bad.
Yeah, controversial,
as a,
right?
As a goalie, you'd say that's bad.
Yeah, that's
a bad night.
This is why I'm here. I'm right here to really get into the nitty gritty and break it down for us.
Perfect. So in the NHL last night, real quick here, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Winnipeg played again, and if you've been following Winnipeg, they made it through in 7 games. And in the first round, Connor Hellebuyck, who is the best goalie in the world, fair?
He's top 3 for sure.
He gave up 10 goals over expected in the series, and they survived. So he made it through. And Marty Baron was tweeting about this yesterday. New pads.
Yeah.
So Hellebuyck switched his pads. They lost 3-2. But a pad change mid-playoff,
which without knowing seems crazy.
As a goalie.
Yeah, it's definitely a move that you have sort of real far in the back pocket, I think. As a goalie, you go, like, that's real far down the list of, like, I'm kind of hurting. I got to find something to switch up. And, like, new pads is at the very bottom of that list in my head.
This is like when you have a real tough golf shot and you're like, what if I hit this left-handed?
Right.
Like, that far down the ledger.
Yeah, it's you know what? Maybe new grips will stop me from slicing this thing off the plane.
Careful, like, I'm actually doing that.
Literally. You know,
maybe we'll get there, too.
I don't have new grips. It's just a spray to clean my grips, all right?
You know.
Yeah. Anyway.
But, I mean, his pad setup in and of itself is kind of a monstrosity.
So what does he do that's different?
He's got these really old, I believe that they're Reebok P4 cores that he just
obviously
gets.
Everybody knows that.
Right. Yeah. Right. They were this tells you how old they were. They were the first goalie pad that when I started playing, I was like, I want these. Was the Reebok. Uh-huh. Like, so I was like 12 and, you know, I'm 23 now.
Yeah.
So that's the age of pad that he's wearing, just reskinned on whatever new true stuff that they have. And so it's not completely changing his equipment setup in these new, in this fresh set. It's just those are going to be stiff, new, fresh pads that I'm assuming he put on because he needed to completely reset everything about his game. after everything we saw in the first round because it was horrible, as we've mentioned here. But it's not a good sign to me about where he's at mentally that he's like, I gotta put new.
If you doesn't it say a lot about his psyche?
I was gonna say if you'd seen that going in, you'd have bet Dallas. Like
100%.
Yeah.
Under on Hellebuck saves, over in goals in the game, which, you know, all probably would have been wrong at this point. I mean, it was only 3-2.
He gave up two on 24 shots, I think was the number.
Yeah, he played fine.
Yeah, not terrible.
Not, you know, not dominant heart level Vezina MVP of his team, Connor Hellebuck, like they've wanted for this entire playoff run.
Meanwhile, you know, checking on the NHL playoffs, while Toronto's down there starting goaltender, the backup has had a nice year.
Oh, yeah. Wall's a player. Like, they, going into this year with them, that was not their sort of plan. I think they wanted Wall to be their number one, and Stolarz was going to be a spot duty, sort of what we're looking for with a guy with Levi, like we talk about. And it just happened that Stolarz had a career year and has been playing unbelievable. Wall looks great. I mean, that save he made in the third, did you guys see the skate save?
Yeah.
On like the 3-on-1. Ooh, that was a groin blower right there. That was serious. And like, that's the game and probably the series.
Groin blower.
Yeah.
Careful.
So one stat I just looked up about Hellebuck, because last night, so he let 3 goals in on 24 shots.
Yeah.
He has not had, for a single game, a 900 save percentage or greater.
Yeah.
He's had a 900 save percentage or greater in one of his last 17 playoff games.
Well, here's another number for you. Of all the goalies in this...
In an off game, he didn't have like, one goal on 18 shots.
He didn't
like,
completely melt. It still wasn't very good.
Right.
So, I'm at moneypuck.com for goalies, and, you know, there's goals save above expected, which does count how many games you play, but how about per 60 minutes, so per game?
Right.
Goals save above expected per 60. Second worst right now is Aiden Hill.
Yeah,
at a half a goal a game. Aiden Hill's costing Vegas a half a goal a game, which I think definitely happened in game one against Edmonton when they're protecting that lead. He had at least one he wants back. Anyway, Hellebuck is the worst, and he is at 1.2 goals per game above expected against.
He's
giving up more than a goal a game above expected per game.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing stuff, really. Like, for anybody to have that stat line... Anybody in the league, any NHL goalie to have that stat line is shocking. And for it to be Hellebuck at his caliber is just, it's mind-numbing.
Best goal in these playoffs, Caps, Logan Thompson, Freddie Anderson, and Markstrom got knocked out, Ottinger.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right.
Did you guys see, how about that embellishment call
last night? Here's what can I attempt a funny joke on that? Evan Rodriguez got blasted in the boards, got an embellishment. Got 2 minutes for embellishing. Then had to go to the room.
Right.
Like, went to the locker room for attention for the injury that he was ruled to have embellished on. And I feel like if you're going to call embellishment for a guy for getting blasted, and he goes to the room, that should up the penalty to 4 minutes. Like, oh, you're trying to sell us.
Yeah, you're doubling down? Yeah. All right, we're going to double down too.
I said it was fake. You're going to get attention from the trainer? 4 minutes.
How about you're just shorthanded until he comes back?
Right.
So if he leaves the game, he's out of the game, you're shorthanded for the rest of the game.
That's a tough one.
Because you think he's faking.
I just couldn't believe no call on the hit itself on, who was that, Carlo that laid that hit, I think?
Lawton. Scott Lawton.
And then Dave Jackson coming on and saying the hit is that's not a bad hit.
Rules analyst Dave Jackson? Dude, I didn't see his take.
What? He came on the broadcast and said, it's not violent enough of a play. It's the definition of boarding.
Hockey officiating is in the playoffs. There's no science to it whatsoever.
Listen,
nothing.
Hockey in the playoffs, people love it for this. Love it or hate it, but mostly hockey fans love it. Yeah. It's like wrestling with a no rules wrestling match. It's a cage match. You can do the stuff you weren't allowed to do before. Now you can do that. And we're just going to treat it like the same sport.
Right. And I know that's what everybody loves. Oh, it's so much. It's so tough. But Rodriguez could have been in a real bad situation on that hit. He's got his hands up, which is probably what got him the embellishment penalty somehow.
Yeah.
That he got his hands up to block most of the blow into the boards. But if he goes in and he's got his hands back, and he goes head first into the boards, and that, you know, 3 feet away, shoved in the back, off balance, that's asking for a catastrophic neck injury to happen. And Dave Jackson goes on and says, that's fine. I could not believe that from him.
Mm-hmm.
And from the league, like, I would be surprised if somebody from the league doesn't call him today and go, that wasn't very good. Because that's the hit that you never want a kid making that play and laying that hit. And you just told however many million kids across Canada and the U.S., that's mm-hmm. a legal play to make. And that's dangerous. Super dangerous.
Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us if you want. Playoffs tonight. It has been we mentioned earlier, the year of the comeback in both the NHL and the NBA in these playoffs.
Yeah, it has.
Watch this segue. So is it a comeback for Gabe Davis on the horizon?
Wow, holy, that's a professional radio man right there with that.
You can give us a call if you want. You've been sold on the idea since
I think
the conversation started.
Yesterday, my instinct was, I'm good. I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't, just whatever. Because really, I'll say this. If they did sign him, I would not have much expectation.
No. Nope.
Like, to me, who did I say this about recently? It was Pickens, maybe. That if your job or what makes you valuable as a receiver is your downfield receiving game and you are not a burner, I question how long you can do that. How long you can get away with that in the NFL. I don't doubt that Gabe Davis is good at it and knows what it takes to win down the field. But you are a 4-5-5-40 guy. And when you start to pile up injuries and get closer and closer to 30 years old, and that 4-5-5 drops just a little bit now to a 4-6-5, how much separation are you getting down the field for me? So, to me, his value would be in other areas. It would be in mentorship to Keon Coleman. It maybe would be in special teams. It would be in his physicality as a blocker in the run game, trust with Josh Allen. But, like, what was his career high for the Bills? 700 yards? Did he get to 800 ever?
I think he might have gotten to, like, real close.
Like, I'd be surprised if he came... If he came to the Bills, I'd be surprised if he had half of what his career high is. 836 yards? I'd be surprised if he did... Like, to me, the limit would be what Matt Collins did last year.
Well, that's one of the funny things about expectation versus what you actually deliver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
We were joking at the earliest part of the show about real feel in sports, right?
Real feel.
Mac Hollins receiving last year. If you were to ask 100 Bills fans, how many yards did Mac Hollins have receiving last year? What was his stat line? I don't know. I mean, we can't ask 100 Bills fans, but wouldn't you think the answer is like, oh, you know, like 500, 600?
Yes.
The real feel is Mac Hollins had a 500, 600 yard season.
Yes.
What do you have?
378.
Listen, it's part of Everybody Eats. That's okay. It's just that, to me, is a point about we expected nothing. And then, mm-hmm. he showed up and had 378 and five touchdowns. You're like, that guy had a heck of a year. Whereas,
because no one was expecting him to even play on offense when he first got here.
Right. Which, let's do the other way. Dalton Kincaid on his stats was the real feel for what Kincaid did. Like, oh, I don't know, like 400 yards, 500 yards. He did 448. And what would we say? Not good enough. He also missed a bunch of games. Like, Kincaid was on a pace that really wasn't that far off his number from the year before. His yards per catch went up for Kincaid.
Yeah, because they were more down.
They were more down the field.
Yeah.
So,
relative to, I mean, rookie year, it was also short.
That's right.
It was hard not to go up a little bit in, like, average depth of target and some of those categories.
Yeah, it's just a point to drive that, like, expectation will fuel what you think about.
Right.
The result.
Right. So, like, that would be where I would start with Davis. My expectation would be low. Low. Like, he is a role player. He is not coming in, and to me, I don't even consider the possibility that he would come in and go back to being, like, their number two receiver he was when he left.
No, not at all.
Like, his upside to me, that's why my instinct was, I don't really need it, because I feel like they've just signed a guy in Elijah Moore where the upside is, he could be your number two or your number three.
Yep.
If he puts it all together, because there's a skill set there. Davis, to me, the upside is mentorship and role-playing and just kind of giving a baseline there at the receiver position.
There's also a point. Let's pretend for a moment this is this time last year. Yes, they should bring in Gabe Davis.
Yeah, I would
agree with
that.
They did not have Josh Palmer. The outside options, of course, were Mac Hollins and MVS.
Right, like, would he have been any less productive than Amari Cooper was?
Right. This time last year, again, when he signed for 13 or whatever he got in Jacksonville,
if
he had just been cut and he was free for the Bills to have, this time last year, yes, they should probably do it because they should try to see if they can capture some of the old magic. But that is, to me, a point between the differences between last year's group and this year's group. This year, they have addressed it more. They have done more in that department. So Davis has a tougher time getting on the team. And again, like, what does he want to do? We talked about it with Sal. Sal's take was basically, I don't think there should be hate for the idea. It would be, you know, low risk. And last time this all went down when Gabe signed in Jacksonville, Sal basically said that there was interest from Pittsburgh. There was interest from Chicago. The latest out of Pittsburgh, Andrew Filippone has tweeted about this, that sources have told him the Packers have inquired about Romeo Doubs.
Mm-hmm.
Packers receiver, who maybe is more available. The Packers drafted two. And are going to maybe trade Romeo Doubs to Pittsburgh because Aaron Rodgers played with Doubs and he's going to want him. He's good, Doubs.
He's very good.
Do you know
they have a loaded room now. I think Christian Watson's going to be the one they want to trade.
Well, it might end up being Doubs.
Okay. I think Doubs is a better player.
The Packers are, you know, one thing about, like, the Packers, and if they do that, their commitment financially to receivers, they just draft two. Do you know, they're spending no money on receivers at all. None. They're all so young and so cheap. Yeah, it's all picks. Jaden Reed might get paid, maybe, when that time comes.
Year or two.
He's pretty good. But it's just, like, nothing at all spent. They have their entire receiver core for, I don't know, maybe like $10 million. I looked at it the other day. So maybe Doubs get traded to Pittsburgh. Pickens goes to Dallas, and off we go. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Gabe Davis.
He'll have to get 13 back.
Should they bring him back because he does the Conor McGregor walk better than anyone else on earth? He does do it
pretty well.
He's elite.
He does. Now that
he does it better than McGregor. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, it's the original source of it.
I mean, Gabe is a massive success story for the Bills. For Bean.
He is. I mean, he had a couple big playoff games. It wasn't
Indianapolis, his rookie season. Indianapolis,
he became
that's before big play. Gabe was toe tapping Gabe,
toe tapping Gabe
on the sideline, making big catches against Indianapolis.
Yep, and then he has over 100 yards in the Miami playoff game against Skylar Thompson. So he had a big stat line against them.
Controversial for the Dolphins to have Skylar Thompson cover Gabe Davis, but they did.
It was a success. I mean, there was a point where I thought he was going to be awesome. It might have even been before the Chief game. It really was, because what I remember about Davis was that through the first 2 years, he was not a full-time starter.
No, he's behind John Brown or Emmanuel Sanders.
When everybody was healthy.
Yep.
There were times he started because Brown couldn't stay healthy, and then Sanders aged out and he got hurt. But in large part for 2 years, he wasn't a full-time starter. And his efficiency was, like, historically good.
Yep.
It was crazy good. And then that led up to the Chief game, and it was... That was not a lucky game for him. They couldn't cover him. Well, in part because they chose to cover Diggs, right?
Right.
And Diggs did, I remember media after that saying, like, that was a success. Like, that worked.
Diggs
like,
also propped
them
up.
They doubled me all day, and they paid so much attention to me that they thought that one dude on the other side could cover Gabe Davis. And listen, like, right now, that probably would work.
They also lost their starting safety in that game, of course.
They did. That's right. But they put that corner out on an island against him. And over Gabe Davis' career, it feels like there would be times where that would work. In that game, he cooked that dude over and over. The touchdown he catches on 4th and 13, which is before the Tyreek Hill touchdown. Watch just, there's a different camera view of Davis in that corner. It's one-on-one man coverage. He jab steps him left in the corner.
Falls down. Yeah, falls down, spins out.
And that's why he's wide open in the end zone. Because he made the dude like a head jerk and like a step to the left. He made that corner think he was going to the outside, and that corner just fell down.
One thing,
like, it was James Harden going back to three-point line.
One thing you see, if you go watch that game and his plays, like, Gabe's not known as a separator. He was open.
Yeah, he was getting open.
He was dusting that dude over the top in front. He was getting open. And, you know, whatever, not to rehash old history, and I've got a funny thing to share about the Steelers for you here, but, you know, for those that kind of maybe just found the show in the last 2 weeks and think we only talk receiver this draft, which we kind of really didn't, I'd been talking about a receiver with Gabe, with Diggs and Davis, and it never should have been Sherfield and McKenzie. That was a spot to onboard somebody else, and we probably would have never had a train for 3-4 years because there were spots in there that they could have done that. They elevated Davis, and, you know, he was good.
You wanted this receiving core with Diggs at the top of it 2 years ago.
Yeah.
When Trent Sherfield had to start a playoff game.
Because Davis was hurt.
Right. The linebackers always come up first for that game because, like, AJ Klein had to start that game. How about the fact that Trent Sherfield had to start that football game?
Yeah, because Davis was hurt.
A Chiefs playoff game. Yeah.
So the Rodgers and Steelers stuff is going to pick up because whether it's Rodgers didn't want to play with Pickens. Think about it. Mm-hmm. We've seen Rodgers worked out with DK Metcalf. They went and they had like a throwing session. He did not work out with Pickens for whatever reason. Maybe the invite was there. Maybe it didn't happen. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Mike Clay, ESPN, NFL.com. Where's Mike Clay? Mike Clay's ESPN, yeah, NFL ESPN writer. He wrote, Steelers offensive projections assuming Aaron Rodgers signs.
Okay.
This one's fun.
Which would be very different, I think, than if Mason Rudolph was their quarterback.
Yes. He has, you want to guess Rodgers' stat line?
He's got Rodgers for like 3,500 yards.
3,507.
22 touchdowns and 8 picks.
17 and 10. Ooh. 17 touchdowns, 10 picks.
17 and 10 is not that good.
Which, listen, if there's anything I want and I need in my life, it's Aaron Rodgers to return to the Steelers and lead them to 9 wins on the strength of 17 touchdown passes, and then go to a playoff game and lose by 40. There are warm blankets in our sports lives, and the Steelers having a 17 touchdown performance from their quarterback, a 9-8 season, and getting absolutely waxed in the playoffs is a chocolate chip cookie by a fire for me. Just make me feel good. I want that so bad.
Right. We want. We actually should be rooting them for them a little bit this year because we want them to win 8 or 9 games.
Maybe. I saw.
I don't want them.
Yeah.
I don't need the Steelers getting the first overall pick. I think next year's quarterback class is supposed to be good, by the way.
Yeah.
And it's in Pittsburgh. I don't need them celebrating that. Number one pick in your hometown, picking your future quarterback.
Yep.
You can't do that if you win 8 games.
That's right. Speaking of that, I saw a story that the Ravens are putting in for, it's a ProFootballTalk.com, the Ravens are putting in for the draft in 2029, 30, or 31, which is not a surprise. Washington's going to host 27. The Bills have asked about 28 or 29, and here are the Ravens asking for 29, 30, 31. I wonder about the touring draft process if everybody doesn't just kind of agree, sure, yeah, you guys can take it. You guys take it this year. We'd like to do 29-30-31. And then another team thinks we'd like to host it. Let's say it's going to be Philadelphia, or did Philly already host one?
Or it's going to be
the Carolina Panthers, whoever. And they see, all right, well, the Bills have asked for 28-29. The Ravens have asked for 29-30. Let's ask for 31 or 32. The idea being that it's not going to be cutthroat competitive. It's just teams kind of line up and take a turn. Like, when the Bills say they want to do it, should we just fully expect that that's going to happen? Because I think just reading this headline, that kind of got me there. Like, oh, okay, the Bills will get theirs, and then the Ravens will get theirs, and then someone will ask for 30 and 31, because the Ravens aren't shooting for 28, and that's still 3 years away.
Yeah.
To push it to 29 almost indicates that they're deferring. Like, Buffalo's already on that one. They want it. And I think that we're gonna see the league give it to them. So we're not going to fight them for that bid. We're just going to go after them.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. When we get back, sometimes we talk, draft strategy. Sometimes we talk hot dogs. And there's an idea from the Milwaukee Brewers that the Buffalo Sabres, if they did this, it might be their best move of the entire offseason. Hot dog chatter next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.